Good morning. My name is Lindsay Nelson, and this is City Daily. Do you ever feel there aren't enough hours in a day? That there is simply just not enough time to fit it all in? Even when we're trying to be mindful and careful of our time and schedules, it seems to slip away. Not only are we busy with work and school and kids' activities, and the list can go on and on and on, but with the continued advancement of technology, it feels like the world continues to spin faster and faster, and living our day-to-day lives can feel overwhelming. Today, I'd like for you to pause, just for the next few moments. Whether you're at home listening while you do chores, or maybe you're driving to work, or to one of those kids' activities I was talking about, I'd like for you to pause. Pause your feet. Pause your heart. Pause your mind. Slow down. Everything, both physically and in our minds, it can wait. It'll still be there when we're done. Let's actually pause for a few seconds here. Take a few slow, deep breaths, and let's quiet our minds. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for this reminder to stop and to listen. God, I pray you will help us to walk slowly and deeply with you through the hours and minutes of this day. Help us not to miss you because of hurry or busyness, but let us sense the fullness of your presence in each moment. Slow down both our feet and our hearts so that we might be more present with you as we go about our normal activities today. I ask for the power of your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us through the day. Amen. Many of you have probably heard the story of Martha and Mary. If not, I'll recap it for you. In Luke 10, we read about two sisters, Mary and Martha, who Jesus was close to, in addition to their brother Lazarus. Jesus and his disciples had been ministering and went by the town of Bethany where Mary and Martha lived. Martha opened her home to Jesus and his disciples, and like any good host would do, she began to prepare all the things necessary for having house guests. I can imagine myself in Martha's situation. I love hosting people, and we love having people in our home, but I certainly do not love feeling like I'm not prepared, or that I don't have enough food, or if my house is a disaster and everyone will spy the dust bunnies in the corner of the ceiling or the laundry room. Dear Lord, do not let them see the laundry room. And then there's here Mary, just sitting at the feet of Jesus, something disciples did when they were learning from their rabbi. Did she feel it necessary to help poor Martha out? Nope. She just sat there listening to Jesus. How rude. Or at least maybe Martha thought so. I might have too. Then Martha called Mary out to Jesus. She said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work all by myself? Tell her to help me." But Jesus didn't do that. He said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or only indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." Seriously, Jesus, do you want to eat today? Just kidding. But I could have imagined that Martha might have felt that way. I know I would have. I don't think the things she was doing were bad or even unnecessary. I mean, I can't imagine much more of an important job than caring for the Messiah of the world as he's traveling and ministering. It wasn't that there weren't legitimate things that had to be done. It was the question of what was most important in that moment. It was for Martha not only pausing her feet, but quieting her mind. It wasn't that all those things didn't have to get done. It was that everyone around Martha didn't have to match her frantic energy just to accomplish the task. In that moment, what was most important for Martha and the others was quieting her feet so that she might quiet her heart and her mind. As I sat down to prepare this podcast, I got a frantic text from one of my kids at school saying they had forgotten their shoes. How, you might ask, does one forget their shoes at school? That's a great question. But to be fair, this particular kid carries about 3 bags and a couple changes of clothes every day to sports and activities, so it's not as ridiculous as it might seem. Anyway, when I arrived, said child was flustered because they had exited the back of the school building to retrieve the shoes, and they were locked out of the building. Stress was rising in us both. Time was slipping away faster and faster. He only had moments before missing roll call, and no one was answering the pounding of the door. Finally, he was saved, and someone opened the door. We both were relieved, but as I drove away, I was quickly reminded of what I had just sat down to work on. Time. Slowing down. Sometimes it's not just about slowing our calendar and our schedules, although that's very real and we have to be good stewards of our time. Sometimes there are things that are going to come up in our lives that we can't avoid, things that will make us feel hurried or stressed. Sometimes it's about slowing our schedules and our feet, and other times, like for me today, it's about slowing our minds. I don't know about you, but in situations like these, I often get flustered. It's easy to get very overwhelmed once I've flustered, and everything seems overwhelming. I felt it in myself in this situation, but I know my kid did too. As I drove away, I asked the Lord to slow my heart and my mind back down, and I prayed the same thing for my child. I knew things had not already gone very well this morning, and the stresses of the day kept piling on. Maybe nothing in the circumstances of their day was going to change, but I prayed that if nothing else, the Holy Spirit would be with them to quiet their heart and their mind. And that's what I'm praying for you today as well. In the busyness of our lives, what are the things that we need to steward better? What are the things that are unnecessary and need to be eliminated? In the midst of the things we cannot control, how can we be intentional to pause, to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit, to quiet our minds and our souls? Even if our circumstances can't change, how can we change how we respond to them? When we get flustered or overwhelmed, what's our first thought? Is it like Martha? Why is no one helping me? Why am I the only one who cares? Or can we quiet our minds and our hearts in those moments to ask ourselves, what is most important? The Holy Spirit is our great counselor and is always waiting to help us in these moments that often seem too busy to stop. He's ready and waiting for you. He's ready to lead and guide you in every area of your life. Are you ready to pause long enough to hear His voice and take comfort in the peace He brings? I challenge you today, when life feels overwhelming, instead of running faster and faster, try stopping, pausing, and asking the Holy Spirit to quiet your mind and lead you and give you the peace that you need.